How high can you climb in corporate America when you're wearing spike heels and tight miniskirts? This question is addressed in the new comedy Working Girl. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
To judge from the movies, you'd think there was only one story to tell about corporate America. Let's see now. The innocent arrives in New York with little training but plenty of native savvy. Doors are slammed in his face, whereupon by some extraordinary act of dishonesty and imposture, he tricks the world into believing he's a fast-track executive. Then, with the help of a wise and godlike CEO, he topples the villain, usually another executive who, arch-fiend that he is, has worked his way up by learning the ropes, getting his degree, and toiling till the wee hours. This, more or less, is the plot of Working Girl, just as it was, more or less, the plot of The Secret of My Success, and Wall Street, and Big, and Once Upon a Time, Cinderella. And though Working Girl is fluid and swift and moderately entertaining, its familiarity breeds indifference, if not contempt. The innocent here is Melanie Griffith, as a Staten Island secretary named Tess. The wicked stepsister is her boss, Catherine, an MBA hotshot played with vicious glee by Sigourney Weaver. Weaver's Catherine pays lip service to sisterhood, but is plainly out for number one. For her, even romance is just a variation on mergers and acquisitions.
Perfect. Everything's in place.
For what?
Man I've been seeing for a while. I think he's it. And I think this could be the weekend we decide. He said there was something very important he wanted to discuss with me. I think he's gonna pop the question.
You do?
I think so. We're in the same city now. I've indicated that I'm receptive to an offer. I've cleared the month of June, and I am, after all, me.
Well, what if he doesn't pop the question?
I really don't think that's a variable.
While her boss is laid up with a skiing injury, Tess discovers that Catherine has been secretly pursuing one of Tess's merger ideas, has, in short, been maneuvering behind her back. So Tess decides that in Catherine's absence, she'll pursue the idea herself, posing as an executive and using Catherine's contact in another firm, Jack Traynor, played by Harrison Ford, to close the deal before Catherine can get back. All of which is charming in its trite little way, but enormously unlikely. In the first place, why would an executive like Catherine maneuver behind her secretary's back? Is she planning to do her own Xeroxing as the deal goes through? And for that matter, while Tess is pushing her deal toward the finish line, who's handling the enormous number of documents involved in any real merger? Who's dealing with the lawyers and the accountants and the bankers? Besides, where except on a movie screen does a corporate executive feel threatened by her working-class secretary? All of this may sound picky, but just once I'd like to see a business movie that in some remote way reflected planet Earth. Most of Working Girl's research seems to have gone into the question of dressing for success. And for a while, the director, Mike Nichols, gets a lot of comic mileage out of it. Tess soon discovers that on the ladder to the executive suite, there are rungs where you have to stop and rethink your jewelry. And Melanie Griffith does all this marvelously. Her plushness and quietude and that cotton candy voice make her the most tantalizing of underdogs. In fact, that teensy voice has the same function here that a white hat has in a Western. In a movie whose message seems to be that little insecure sharks are somehow better than big confident ones, that voice is almost all there is to remind us that Tess is the good guy.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.